Matthewson at the end of the day yesterday, and I went there with young people from various sectors, like young economists working in the banking sector, youth political leaders from the MDCT, TDP, and also Zimbabwe People First. And then we also had civil society leaders and just general concerned Zimbabweans. And our recommendation to the RBZ was that we must seriously consider to drop the introduction of continuity as an indicatory measure.
And what was the governor's response?
The governor's response was not very forthcoming for us, because I thought that throughout the meeting he tried to be very aggressive and not want to tackle that issue. He wanted to focus on other issues. But when it came to the issue of bond notes, he appeared as if the decision had already been made, and he tried to even impress on us that it is a good idea, which we still don't believe. But I think that the RBZ, this is now my own assessment, the RBZ is not independent, and as long as there is no political will from those in government, especially the RPF part of the government, then the governor is not really an independent person to be able to take up suggestions and reflect that policy announcement.
Now, if the governor goes ahead and implements his plans of introducing bond notes, what course of action did you promise to take?
In that unfortunate event that they do not reconsider, as young people, we're going to encourage and make sure that people reject these bond notes. Because if we do not use them and if the market rejects them, then they're going to become obsolete.